A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Thursday, October the 8th.
Seabed 9170, it's farewell from all of us here at NATS and Heathrow Control Tower. The 747 has graced our skies for 25 years and we are truly sorry to see it go.
British Airways, Queen of the Skies, takes off for the last time.
It's been a pleasure and a privilege on behalf of all pilots and crew to fly this aircraft. It's with a heavy heart that we take this aircraft on its last flight. Thank you very much.
BA's last two Heathrow-based Boeing 747 planes departed on their final flight at 8:35 a.m. on Thursday. The airline brought forward the retirement of its fleet of 747 aircraft as the coronavirus pandemic wreaked havoc on the aviation sector. It once had the world's largest fleet of the model, but now they'll be replaced by a quieter, more fuel-efficient plane as the airline works towards a zero carbon emissions target by 2050. A US Congress report warns Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are monopolizing the digital services market and recommend antitrust laws be used to break up the tech giants. The firms have also been criticized for purchasing competitors to retain their market dominance and for designing services in the interest of their own revenues, rather than for consumers. The House Judiciary Committee report says new laws should be introduced to ban them from competing with businesses on their platforms, where they have an advantage. But Google says it contains outdated and inaccurate allegations from commercial rivals about the firm's search engine and other services. Facebook, meanwhile, says acquisitions are part of every industry and a way to deliver more value to people. Facebook says it's readied new safeguards for the November election that have it better prepared to deal with candidates who prematurely declare victory or contest official results. The social media giant plans to halt all political advertisements when polls close on November 3. The ban will likely last for a week, but Facebook says it may run longer if necessary. And there are plans to label posts that cast doubt on election results with links to official information. It will also tackle the possibility of voter intimidation by alleged and potentially armed so-called poll watchers. It will ban messages that promote carrying weapons to polling places or attempt to organise so-called coordinated interference with voting. If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Under plans for a new London-wide eco-social network, every time school children scoot or cycle to class this term, they'll be helping to plant trees. Mayor Lingham is the boss of startup EcoSpot, which aims to create a more inclusive way for young Londoners to learn how to save the planet through awards for greener behaviour. Each term, teachers select a green challenge for their students.
So an example of a green challenge would be 300 cycles or scoots to school in a month. It might be around growing food at school. And for each challenge, we have a goal and a tree planting reward. So we plant trees through our partner, the Eden Reforestation Project, whenever a goal is met.
Following Thursday's Clean Air Day, the iPad iOS app will launch next month to help improve the quality of life for primary school children in some of London's most deprived boroughs. Meanwhile, across the UK, there are 8,500 schools, colleges and nurseries in areas with higher air pollution than the limits set by the World Health Organization. That's according to Mark Leftwich from the Phillips Foundation, who, alongside Global Action Plan, organisers of Clean Air Day and the University of Manchester, published new findings on Thursday showing poor air quality impacts children's ability to learn.
When air pollution levels rise by 20%, a child's ability to learn is actually reduced by the equivalent of 1 month per year.
The group is concerned air pollution will continue to rise and even exceed previous levels after a drop following lockdown measures in March. Larissa Lockwood from Global Action Plan says it's time to make cleaner air part of the new normal.
We were doing things like working from home, and also we saw people leaving the car at home and walking and cycling a lot more. So I really think there's an opportunity for these behaviours to stick.
They're launching a Clean Air for Schools framework to help schools reduce their own contributions to air pollution. Sony reveals the tech inside its new PS5 console in a 7-minute teardown video. Engineers have spent the past 5 years working on the device, and head of hardware engineering and operations Masayasu Ito says the console's internal structure is neat and tidy, with no unnecessary components. The much-anticipated PS5 is to go on sale in the UK and Ireland on November 19, a week after it launches in the US, Japan, Australia, New Zealand and South Korea. And finally, stargazers are set to catch a glimpse of celestial fireworks as the Earth passes through a cloud of cometary dust. The Draconid meteor shower will peak sometime during the night of October 8 and will be visible until early next morning. The Draconids will be visible in Northern America, Europe and Asia until October 10. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.